Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Lola.
This is her.
Hi, Lola. Just so you know, I'm not selling anything. The purpose of my call is because I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions. Do you have a minute?
No, I'm laying down.
You're laying down? That's all right. I promise not to take too long. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I just need to know if you're in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone. I don't want to put you at risk or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote. I'm 78.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Well, I'll probably vote when the time comes.
That will be a probably vote?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
I'm Indian.
Thank you. Another question. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It's in a mess.
So you will say you are dissatisfied?
No, it's in a mess.
I understand. Okay. Next question. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, some organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, critical race theory or CRT.
Five.
Thank you. Your local school board.
I ain't got no school board.
Okay. Is the ones you know of or you had experience with in the past?
No.
No. Okay. No problem. Donald Trump? What would you give him?
Huh?
What would you give Donald Trump? 0 to 100.
Probably 50.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
0.
0. Okay. Public charter schools?
40.
Public schools?
40.
The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
I don't know.
Okay. No problem. Black Lives Matter.
What's that?
It's an organization. If you never heard of it, that's cool. Black Lives Matter, or BLM.
I don't know nothing about that.
Okay, thank you. Public school teachers?
I don't know no school teachers.
Okay, no problem. Next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Were they fair?
I'm sorry?
They fair.
Okay, thank you. Next question, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? According to your knowledge, public schools do much better? Public schools do somewhat better? Charter schools do somewhat better? Or charter schools do much better? Or it makes no difference?
It don't make no difference, I don't reckon.
Thank you very much. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means public schools do not prepare students at all. Regarding this topic, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting, 0 to 10.
Well, see 0.
Thank you. Embrace American values and be proud to be an American citizen.
Uh-huh.
What number will you give them, 0 to 10?
I'll give them 5.
Thank you. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad, 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market, 0 to 10.
4.
Thank you. Our responsibilities in democracy,